Partnership between the European Commission and the Council of Europe in the field of youth hosted a symposium, The Future of Young People's Political Participation, Questions, Challenges, and Opportunities at the European Youth Center in Strasbourg from 18 to 20 September 2019. Young people's participation is central to our work, but what is it that we are talking about when discussing political participation? Dan Moxon, Director of People, Dialogue and Change, and a member of the pool of European youth researchers, helped us in answering this question by looking at different forms of political participation. Political participation is hard to define. Politics is all around us, and not just in political institutions. In the youth field, we use the term participation to refer to a wide variety of activities, phenomena, and practices. There is currently much discussion on the different forms and styles of participation. Some of these forms are easy to identify as political. Voting and standing for election. Elections are a traditional form of participation in democratic society, but this form of participation is less appealing to young people today than it was to previous generations. Youth civil society. Young people also participate through youth organizations, youth clubs, or youth councils. However, not everything they do is automatically political. Some young people may be involved in a sports club and others in a local or national youth council. Innovative approaches from public bodies, such as co-management, participatory budgeting, and co-production, involve young people in decision-making processes. These types of participation can significantly influence public policies, but they reach only a limited number of young people. Protest movements. Young people today widely engage in protests and movements which focus on single issues, such as climate strikes, and demand immediate action. On the other hand, young people are also members of extreme right or left populist protests, which begs a question: are all protests to be encouraged? And if not, which ones should we support and why? On the other hand, some forms of participation may be disconnected from political institutions, having a limited impact on policymaking. These include youth activism or youth social action. In these activities, young people take things into their own hands instead of lobbying decision makers. These include actions such as hashtag trashtag movement, which sought to clean up beaches and public spaces from litter. Alternative use of public spaces, such as political nightclubs focused on gender issues. Is this political activism or just a party? Political memes and online political debates have taken over the internet, yet are they too disconnected from policy and political institutions to be able to make any difference? Ultimately, politics happens all around us, and not just in political institutions. This is why political participation can be so hard to define. One of the challenges of talking about politics outside of conventional forms, such as voting, is that it raises a question: at which point is participation no longer considered political? At a policy level, we see an increasing focus from policymakers on promoting not only conventional, but also new forms of participation as a way of involving more young people. Whilst innovation and development is desirable, we also need to reflect about what these forms can deliver in the youth field. Currently, there is a lot of enthusiasm for digital methods, which offer a lot of potential for reaching large numbers of young people. However, the youth sector has not so far managed to use digital tools to reach large numbers of young people in an inclusive way. Rather than focusing on which type of political participation is better, we should think of their impact in terms of influence. Does the policy or program enable young people to influence politics? Who do we influence and to what extent? How can people who are excluded have more voice? Social inclusion. Critical evaluation of who is included in participation is vital. Which social groups of young people are enabled to have this influence? How does participation contribute to the promotion of equality and human rights? Scale. How many young people does it reach? And how can we reach all young people working across the sectors? To find answers to these and other questions about political participation of young people, visit our website or follow us on social media at EUCOE Youth.